This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
You know, when you're coming back, you should always take your mic off mute. Welcome back. This is hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-Code is a one-stop shop, and if you go to tacticalholsters.com, you're going to find everything that you need. Everything that you need. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Normally, we do this on Monday, but I was getting myself disqualified from jury duty by being way too conservative. So tonight I'm joined by Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. We're going to talk the talk that we normally talk. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you rescheduling as you did. I know where you want to kick off, so I'm just going to let you kick it off. There's been a couple of late breaking developments that I will splash across your bow as we go along. But let me just let you start with that Arbalest Quarrel angle.
All right. Well, before I begin, I just got a call about a half an hour ago from my business partner, Stephen Dandrilli.
Yeah.
He's back from the Caribbean.
Okay.
He's headed home right now. He sends his regard to you, Bill, and to your listeners. And he's looking forward to being on the show next Monday.
Well, that's good. That's good. You and Steve are sort of like two binary ingredients. I can't imagine what it's like when you have any in the mix. What is it like when all three of you are together?
Well, actually, we are able to mesh very well together. We each have our own bailiwick, as it were.
Right.
Stephen is great with people. He's a great marketer. Our investor partner has a lot of good ideas regarding the Second Amendment, regarding reciprocity. He gives me, in particular, very good issues to deal with, and then I do the content. So we're always on the same page, and we each have our own expertise, and so everything works out just fine.
I still think of you though as a bond, you and Steve especially. It's like that bomb from I don't know which one of the Diehards it was, but when the ingredients mix, something explosive is coming out of it.
Yeah, the catalyst, as it were.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's a good thing.
I'm not complaining. I like it.
All right. So when we spoke the other day, the big issue, of course, is the travel suspension. I would rather not use the term ban. It really is not. That suggests a total,
it's outlawed.
A ban that does not allow anyone to come into the country at any time, now or in the future. And what we have really is a suspension. It's basically a 120-day suspension for the refugee program and a 90-day suspension for those that presently have a visa, and it gives the government, it gives President Trump an opportunity to revet these people and to be certain that they do not present a danger to national security and to our citizens.
Isn't the whole vetting process, as far as they're saying they're from Syria, right? And we know that the people that are actually in the war areas, in the very dangerous areas of Syria, can't get out of Syria. And everybody that's supposedly a Syrian that gets in trouble, say in Europe, for example, is either Somalian or Afghani or Sudanese or, you know, one of those cats. So why is it that anybody out there, especially in Europe, I've heard all the stuff coming out of Europe, I'm hearing stuff here. Why would anybody get out there and think this is a bad idea?
That's a very good question, and I've wrestled with it myself. And what I've come down to considering is basically a different conception of reality that we're facing today. When we look at Europe with the EU and with their concept, what they refer to as liberal democracy, there's a complete breakdown of the concept of the nation state. They talk about open borders. They talk about the importance of basically opening up the world to everyone. It's the principle that citizens today are not citizens so much of their own country, but citizens of the world. And this liberal democracy has a certain attributes or qualities attached to it. And one of them is the concept of internationalism. And another one is globalization. And what we have in this country would have been similar had Hillary Clinton won the election. And we would have been moving in that direction. But now we are moving toward what this country was founded on, the notion of nationalism. But nationalism does not mean parochialism, the idea that that we think of things in a very in a way that does not seem to be very sophisticated. Let's put it that way. The other thing is patriotism. Patriotism is not a bad thing, but the way it's being argued in the newspapers is that it's a kind of super patriotism. The term is jingoism, and it's the idea that basically a person believes that its country can do essentially whatever it wants. It's the notion of exceptionalism, but taken to an extreme, such as we've seen in the early part or the mid part of the 20th century with the dictators. We have isolationism, but that too is not a bad thing. And we have this notion of protectionism. Well, protectionism is defined in the newspapers as a kind of racism. But it's really not. And yet, this is where we seem to be, where the battle lines are drawn. And with this order that came down on January 27th, it's basically the president telling the liberal media, telling Europe, telling the Democrats that there's a new a game in town now. There's a new sense of pride in America and America First, which was the slogan of President Trump, basically says it all. And this is the thing that's being attacked. But I took a look at the executive order. I took a look at the actual First Amendment complaint that was filed by the state of Washington, and Minnesota also joined in that. And I took a look at the TRO.
Tell you what, Roger, hang on. I was too busy listening to you. Break is up. We'll be right back. Dr. Katz, Harper's Barber. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Truly is the difference. Quality, modularity, and indestructibility with a warranty that is a class in the industry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Back to Roger Katz, because at Arbalest, from Arbalest Quarrel, because sometimes I just sort of get there where I'm just listening. And Roger, I was sorry to have to interrupt you like that. I saw
it
coming up. It's coming up in the rear view real hard. So please continue.
All right. What I'd like to do is actually read a portion of the order that came down, the executive order, and put that in the context of the original complaint that was filed by the state of Washington and Minnesota, and also take a look at the reply by the government, and then the TRO, which is the order that came down that basically put an automatic stay on the enforcement of the executive order, the temporary restraining order. Looking at the January 27th order, this is what Donald Trump said. In order to protect Americans, the United States must ensure that those admitted to this country do not bear hostile attitudes toward it and its founding principles. The U.S. cannot and should not admit those who do not support the Constitution or those who would place violent ideologies over American law. It is the policy of the United States to protect its citizens from foreign nationals who intend to commit terrorist attacks in the U.S., and to prevent the admission of foreign nationals who intend to exploit U.S. immigration laws for malevolent purposes. Now, it goes on. There's a lot here, but basically, that's the gist of what the president is attempting to do, and why anyone would have anything negative to say about that defies belief. Now, there's the first amended complaint that was filed by the state of Washington, and this was in just a few days later, February 1. And it doesn't really talk about the order at all, but it says this, that Washington has an interest in protecting the health, safety, and well-being of its residents. Washington also has an interest in assuring that its residents are not excluded from the benefits that flow from participation in the federal system, including the rights and privileges provided by the Constitution and federal law. Washington's interest in preventing and remedying injuries to the public's health, safety, and well-being extends to all of Washington's residents. Immigration is an important economic driver in Washington, and the technology industry relies heavily on the H-1B visa program, through which highly skilled workers like software engineers are permitted to work in the U.S. Well, that's all well and good, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the danger that the president's office is attempting to preclude.
It sort of sounds like a pretty semantic facade they threw up, because what he's actually talking about, most of these people, if they got over here, they'd be on welfare, right? They would get settled. There's agencies out there that get paid per head to bring them in, and they get an apartment and food and all this other stuff. And I mean, this is most of these people coming in are going to be on the dole.
Well, that's true, but there's something that's even more important, and it has to do again with what is the purpose of the order, and that is to protect the citizens of the United States.
That's right.
And if you look now at the emergency motion that was filed by the acting Solicitor General on behalf of the President of the United States, it says this. The injunction that the court had put in place, the TRO, contravenes the constitutional separation of powers, harms the public by thwarting enforcement of an executive order issued by the nation's elected representative responsible for immigration matters and foreign affairs, and second guesses the president's national security judgment about the quantum of risk posed by the admission of certain classes of aliens. a temporary 120-day suspension of the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program and a suspension of entry of Syrian nationals as refugees until the president determines that measures are in place to ensure that admission of Syrian refugees is consistent with the national interest is not in any way to be considered unconstitutional. And then they refer to the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, which gives the president the authority, eight United States Code sections 1101 and so forth, specifically 1157 and 1187, gives the president the authority, the supreme authority, to basically give full faith and credit to the laws of this land. And that's exactly what he did, to protect our people. It must be brought out, too, because you're hearing over and over again in the news media, and I'm sure your listeners are hearing this, that this order is unconstitutional. Unconstitutional against whom? If you're talking about Syrians or people from the Sudan or from Yemen who are not citizens of this country, they have no constitutional rights. And if you're talking about, well, this is against the freedom of religion, again, this has nothing to do with their constitutional rights. And in fact, when the TRO came down, the court didn't even talk about that. Basically, and let me get to that right now because I think it's very important.
We got about a minute left before we go on to break.
Okay, so real quickly, the temporary restraining order that was issued by this James Robarts on February 3rd, basically says that the complaint that was filed does meet the requirements for the issuance of an order because of the standards that are in place.
Right.
And it is likely to succeed on the merits, that the plaintiffs are likely to suffer irreparable harm in the absence of preliminary relief, that the equities tips in their favor, and that an injunction is in the public interest. And all of those are false. And the court does not refer to anything.
Okay. Here we go. We're going into the break. We'll be right back. My guest, Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Back to Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. We're talking about this order and everything coming down. I want you to finish up with this because I want to ask you about something else that's happening that sort of is going along with all of this other Trump derangement syndrome we see. But please finish. Finish up your point.
All right. Well, I wanted to just point out the conclusion of the Robarts order. He said, fundamental to the work of this court is a vigilant recognition that it is but one of three equal branches of our federal government. The work of the court is not to create policy or judge the wisdom of any particular policy promoted by the other two branches. And yet that's precisely what this court has done. It's right. Basically become a political use of the judiciary to interject and to second guess the president. And the president rightfully said that he knows more about the dangers faced by radical Islamic terrorism than the courts do. And the very fact that the court had issued a temporary restraining order without any thought the legitimacy of the president's authority under United States code, one can only infer that the court decided that it was going to become a political body and make a political decision.
Right.
In signing for these for the state of Washington, and Washington, for its part, and Minnesota, are arguing that they could stand in the shoes of their citizens and also in the shoes of people that are not even citizens of the United States. So I think the TRO is probably going to be struck down when the Ninth Circuit hears oral argument tomorrow.
Do you think the Ninth Circuit will take it down?
I would believe that they would, unless they become, unless the three judge panel also considers themselves to be politicians rather than judges. But my guess is that looking at the law, that the president is on very, very firm ground. And the state of Washington is on very, very thin ice. So I would be very, very surprised if the Ninth Circuit, even though it's a very liberal court, would actually affirm this TRO. I just don't see it.
That would be, well, I mean, I know which way they went initially with the Peruta case, where there for a little bit everybody was saying California was about to become a constitutional carry state. So I know that they have these moments of surprising. If I've got the court right, am I talking about the right court here?
I believe so. The Ninth Circuit, California, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, actually, and apparently Minnesota. I know there's been some talk about breaking up the Ninth Circuit, only because it seems sometimes to be a renegade outfit, but. We'll have to wait and see. I'll give the devil its due and wait to see what happens.
Okay. I like that. Give the devil its due. As you look at what's going on right now, especially with Berkeley. Now, see, I have a theory. I think Milo Yiannopoulos should try to do a speech in every leftist town and let them burn themselves out. If that's the way it's going to be. But, they have obviously signaled, and we've got all these groups like Disrupt J20 and Refuse Fascism and all these other groups that obviously existed pre-Trump. I don't know why they existed pre-Trump, because they had Obama. But they existed pre-Trump, or maybe they came into being right when Trump, you know, November the 10th. I don't know. Okay. We know they're getting funding from Soros and everything else. Isn't this default to violence? And isn't it being, when it's being funded, I mean, I'm never going to buy another piece of Patagonia clothing, because Patagonia contributes to the group that funds Disrupt J20 that burned down at Berkeley, which I'm not a big Berkeley fan, but, you know, there's some people there that didn't do anything wrong to anybody. This, at what point should the United States be looking at Soros? That's item number one, and saying, I don't know, George, you're creating a little sedition here. This isn't democracy. This isn't a peaceful assembly and protest and holding up signs and going, hell no, we won't go, when you start setting buildings on fire, brother. And when are they going to go after him for this? Because when you become the common denominator, can they get you for something like RICO or something like that?
I don't think it's – well, look, if Soros was behind this – clearly, anarchist attack. There were these individuals dressed in black uniforms that were clearly involved in some serious vandalism. I was surprised, first of all, that the police did not arrest these people. But it is Soros, and there are, and then the groups like Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org and a few others. And there's, I'm sure, internationalists as well. They have their own agenda. This is what I was saying at the beginning of the hour, that there's a basically a battle of ideology. Clinton lost, and yet these internationalists, these Davos people and Bilderberg people, they have a goal to break down the nation state. And Soros is one of them. It would be very difficult to attack him directly with his money and his power. But if a connection can be drawn to show that he is deliberately working to throw obstacles in the president's path, when it comes to the president attempting to defend this nation, then yes, sedition certainly would be something that the FBI should look at. And I would not be surprised once Sessions is confirmed, and he will be confirmed as the attorney general, that they will take a very close look at Soros and a lot of these groups. In fact, they may be doing that right now. We just don't know it. And they could be laying the groundwork to bring an action against them.
We're coming up on the last break of the hour. When we get back, I'm going to ask you the harder question, which is a concern I have. And just because I think it's going to come to pass. But while I'm thinking about it, before we go to break, ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find their stuff at ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find it at AmmoLand.com. And on Mondays, every Monday that I'm not being asked to be on a jury, you can find somebody here from Arbalist Quarrel at Lock and Load Radio. So we're coming up on the last bit for this hour. We'll be right back. My guest, Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load.
Ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, the fact that you can buy it all there. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from ArbalistQuarrel.com is Roger Katz, and now we get down to my favorite type of question, which I probably should have called you and asked you this, but I didn't really know where I was going to go this evening, Roger.
That's all right.
Since the left is so hell-bent on seeming to default to the violent side, right? What happens when they go around a corner and instead of finding a Starbucks and a bunch of banks and, you know, some parked limousines and some other things that they can smash, across from them are a handful of veterans that are tacked and tooled up and ready to go? What then?
What indeed. One thing we do know, the police around the country under Obama and certainly under Clinton would have been hit with more and more consent agreements, and their policies would be dictated by Washington, by Loretta Lynch in the Justice Department. There would be a real problem. I mean, we see it already in Berkeley and what happened. The police just stood by, and that tells you something about California. But around the country, I don't think we have to worry about individuals. There's certainly plenty of Americans, and I'm certain your listeners and myself would definitely protect ourselves when it comes down to it. We can do that. But on a major note, if it looks like a big mob is beginning to form, we do have the police, we do have the National Guard, and it's very clear now that the president is not going to handcuff the police. So they'll definitely be a force to, that these anarchists are going to have to reckon with. That will not be a problem. My concern really is not with the mobs, and it's really not with the mainstream media. I mean, the mainstream media is not part of the government, and it's clear that they're just whistling in the wind. And even though they try to make the biggest argument that, oh, they're neutral and they're above board and this, that, and the other, we know they're not. And the truth is in the pudding and what they write and how they defend these mobs and the arguments they're making now, defending, it's hard to believe, individuals from terrorist nations against our own people. And it'll only take a few terrorist actions and we'll see how many people come around. But the anarchists, they don't care. And they're out to destroy this country. It's not going to happen under the president's watch. So I don't think we have to be too concerned about that.
Well, I hope not. See, here's my biggest problem. You know, when it was Obama, and then when we thought it was Hillary, or going to be Hillary, I looked, like, after the SAFE Act, I looked at New York, and I was afraid that something was going to happen in New York where a bunch of cops killed somebody for not registering their weapon, and that was going to be a flashpoint. Then I thought the same thing about Connecticut. Of course, it turned out to be where there actually some people actually went somewhere. That turned out to be the Bundy Ranch, which, you know, that told me that people would go somewhere if they thought somebody was about to get, you know, jumped on unfairly by a gigantic federal monolith. And so that tells me right there that will happen. But then with the election of Trump, you know, all of a sudden that part of it becomes a little less possible, a little less, you know, plausible. Mm-hmm. And yet now with all of this other stuff that's going on, with the left deciding they're going to tear up. And see, my biggest bone of contention is Starbucks. They don't need to be breaking those Starbucks. But I digress. All this violence they're doing, and I mean, they're beating people up and tearing people up and setting things afire and everything. Now my beginning, you know, and they're talking about wanting to do a coup. Now, a bunch of these guys are clueless. I have no doubt about that. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't even understand the nature of what they're asking for. A lot of them are calling for martial law, right? So, that's my concern. I feel like now that we have a worse chance of being pulled into it just because of violence.
Well, there definitely is violence, but I think it's going to be constrained and controlled. It's basically a small group of anarchists, and they're the ones that are riling up the mob, as it were. But
right.
My concern really, look. We have both houses of Congress. We have a president in the White House that's going to protect the American people, protect the Constitution, protect our Bill of Rights. We're going to have confirmed, and he will be confirmed, a Justice Gorsuch, who I think is probably the best sort of individual to step into the shoes of Scalia. It would be difficult. Scalia was great, but I think a person like Gorsuch, and possibly, and I would say Hardiman too, would make very, very fine justices. And so we're fine on that score. The big problem is with the lower courts, the circuit courts, the district courts that have a lot of Obama appointees and Bush appointees. In fact, this Robart apparently was a Bush appointee. And understand, these centrist Republicans want immigration for their own purposes, cheap labor, right, and all that.
Right.
But nonetheless, they're not really representative of the conservative tradition and the tradition of our founders. But I think that we have to be concerned about are these lower courts and what they do. And as I said, I think the Ninth Circuit will make the right decision. I certainly hope so. If it doesn't, then we can be in hot water, because that's all the Democrats have right now.
Right.
Is the lower courts. They won't have the Supreme Court. They don't have the Congress, and they don't have the president. If all they have is the mainstream media and internationalists and anarchists, well, then that's very little to go on.
Well, I mean, the mainstream media, I don't think they get listened to that much anymore. And we're about to run out of time, too. That's one reason I'm interrupting you. But the mainstream media, their ratings are tanking. When I was in the military, in my first leadership development class, we had one instructor that said you had to lead by example or you'd be a leader without followers. And being a leader without followers is sort of messed up. And I think that's where the mainstream media finds themselves. And I'm certain that in the run-up to the election, you guys had an impact. I know that I had an impact. Ammoland had an impact. Everybody out there in some way, shape, or form, the new ways of disseminating information played a role in that. Because most people look at CNN, for example, and they think they're ridiculous. I mean, even Piers Morgan is coming out against CNN. He's still around, but he's out there right now. And the other day he was on Tucker Carlson's show, I think, and they came out just crucifying CNN. So, you know, that does mean hell has frozen over, Roger. And, you know, I'm completely convinced of that now that Piers Morgan has come to my way of thinking. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Ammoland, and every Monday when I'm not on jury duty, you can find them right here at Lock and Load. When Mr. D'Andrilli be getting into town before next Monday?
Oh, yes.
Think? Okay.
Well, he's in town right now. He's probably home right now, so he's raring to go.
I'll wait till tomorrow to call him. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks a lot, Bill. My pleasure.
Hour number three coming up. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.